If you put a frog in boiling water, it what? It jumps out. Ouch! That's hot. But you know what? Something interesting happens. If you put that frog in room temperature water and you slowly heat the water up, do you realize if you do that, you can have frog legs for dinner? Because that frog will never know what's happening to it. It's just nice and comfortable, and that water's boiling before it realizes that its life is in danger. Folks, that's where a lot of us are in our finances. We jump in the water, and it's just fine. And here over the last couple of years, that water's been getting awful hot, but we haven't noticed it. Because the bad thing is, most of us don't notice it until the water's boiling. Do we? Come on now. I'm speaking for myself here too. We don't. We don't notice it until that water is boiling. And so, we don't want someone to have our legs for dinner, right? Yeah. Along with that is the attitude of denial. Just like drug addiction or alcoholism, all of those other things that we get attached to, we have to first admit that we have a problem. We have to first admit that we have a problem. A third reason why you are the problem, why I am the problem, might be because of the priorities in our life, and along with that come the decisions you have made in the past. A fourth possibility as to the reason behind our financial situation is that you might have a need to keep up with the Joneses. Now, if your last name is Jones, don't take that personally, please. The problem is, and what you don't know, what I don't know about the Joneses, is that they're broke and can't do math. But they sure look good on the outside. Amen. As we go through this teaching series, we'll learn more about all of these issues. So, Dave's myths. Dave has 16 myths that are extremely powerful as we begin this teaching series. And I would like us to look at these quickly today. Myth number one, debt is a tool and should be used to create prosperity. The truth is, debt adds considerable risk, often doesn't bring prosperity, and isn't used by wealthy people nearly as much as we are led to believe. Romans 13, 7 and 8 says, pay to all what is due them. Taxes to whom taxes are due, revenue to whom revenue is due, respect to whom respect is due, honor to whom honor is due. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. John Maxwell tells of this story about monkeys, and I'm not trying to compare us to monkeys, but in this situation there is a lot of truth to it. And these monkeys were shut in a cage with a pole in the middle of it, and these beautiful bananas were put at the top of this pole. Well, you can guess what the monkeys wanted to do, right? Every time a monkey tried to climb up that pole and get those bananas, the people who were doing the study shot a fire hose at him, knocked him off the pole. All right? Every time when the next monkey did that, they shot the monkey off the pole. Until every monkey tried to get to those bananas, and the people who were doing the study knocked every single monkey off that pole. Then the folks that were doing the study says, you know what? We're going to take one of those monkeys out, and we're going to put a new monkey in. Now, guess what that new monkey did when he saw those bananas? He tried to climb up that pole, didn't he? Well, but an interesting thing happened. The people doing the study didn't fire the water at the monkey. They didn't have to because the other monkeys pulled him down. All right? They took another monkey out and put a new monkey in. Guess what that new monkey did? Tried to get to the bananas, right? Guess what happened? The other monkeys pulled him down. Matter of fact, the monkeys were so intense about it, they beat some of the monkeys that were trying to get up. They did this every time. They took a monkey out, put a new monkey in, same thing happened. Until all the monkeys had been replaced. Guess what? None of them had been squirted with the fire hose. And yet, they would beat up any monkey that tried to get up to those bananas. What in the world does this have to do with anything? Well, if you think about it, it's a metaphor for a lot of things in our society today. We have been so ingrained with the philosophy that we need debt that most of us don't question it anymore. Matter of fact, those people who don't use debt sometimes get beat up by society, don't they?